The Home Guard used to meet every Sunday morning for a parade behind the New Inn on Ham Common. And in those days, you could get to the New Inn from Lauderdale Drive because a little passageway was made between number 33 and 35, which went down the back of their gardens. They moved their fences a little bit. And then you twisted round past the house where Delalio now lives at the bottom of my garden. And there was a big air raid shelter there that all the locals used to use. If you continued then, you could cross over, and the garden from the back of the New Inn went right up to the lane that goes down past number 291. That lane, you can't go through there anymore because all the people whose houses backed onto faced the main road did a deal, and all their gardens were extended, so that's all disappeared. But the people used to filter through this passageway and go along to the Home Guard and parade under a very enthusiastic retired army officer who bristled with efficiency. I can remember many funny occasions. First of all, we children sometimes used to go down. Somebody made me a wooden machine gun that I used to take down where my father went. And then we'd watch them all parade. And then they'd all march off, and they'd do exercises on Ham Common, and sometimes they used to go off into Richmond Park. Richmond Park at that time was used for testing tanks that had been made in what used to be the, later became the Hawker Aircraft Factory, and the tanks used to roll along the road and turn right, go up through Ham Gate and up into the park to Test Hill, where they were put through their motions and things. So the Home Guard used to march off on one Sunday. They all set off briskly, marched right across the park. I think they were meant to be on parade for 2 hours or 3 hours. But when the time elapsed that the parade came to an end, the chap in charge dismissed them. But by that time, he got them right over at the other side of the park near Robin Hood Gate. And so it took them about another hour or so to get back to Petersham, where all their wives had got the Sunday joint in the oven. And it was said that the whole of Petersham was covered in blue smoke that day.